This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in the heartbreak kid, though, Brendan Nunez.
HBK.
Brendan Nunez of the King's Herald. What a fantastic piece on Franz Wagner.
It really was good.
Brendan, your job is to sell Kenny Caraway on Franz Wagner right now.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. And I feel like I've been spreading my Franz propaganda for a week or so now. And I think that what it comes down to for me is, you know, I think elite complementary players are really valued in the league. Like, I start the piece talking about Robert Covington, right, who was centerpiece for a Jimmy Butler sign-and trade. He was traded for Malik Beasley in a first rounder, and then he was traded for the 16th pick last year, which is Isaiah Stewart, and a first rounder this year. You know, it's two first rounders worth of values going between teams that all had their high usage offensive players already in place: Damian Lillard, Cat, and James Harden there. So I think like that type of complementary role player is really valued in today's NBA. And not that easy to find, and that's exactly what Franz is. You know, 6'9", reportedly potentially taller than that, and his versatility on the defensive end is just is really elite, I would say. Like, I think he has great hands. I think he's going to be towards the top of the league in deflections with guys like Robert Covington, Matisse Thybulle sort of thing. I don't really worry about lateral quickness. Like, I think he's pretty comfortably a 3 and a 4. And I think the disruptiveness that he brings on defense is something that could really help the Kings become competent on that end. Like, I think Fox, Halliburton, and Wagner would all be guys that could be really disruptive and just pesky on the defensive end and up the transition opportunities. So I think that, in a way, Wagner's defense is his best offense. But I don't think he's this guy that does nothing on offense either. You know, I think he does a little bit of everything. It almost reminds me of Harrison Barnes-esque, where he's not great at anything, but he's good at everything, or slightly above average to good at everything. You know, I think he's a really strong passer if it's like swung to him on the weak side, and he's presented a advantageous situation, which I think could happen with Fox and Halliburton. The 3-point shooting is a little concerning, right? Like, everybody looked at the tournament, and I think he shot about 21% over 6 games, which is obviously rough. There's that UCLA shot at the end, but before that, he was shooting 39% on the year. He only shot 31% in his freshman year, but the pre-college numbers as well, when he was playing in Europe over 67 games last year, he shot 38%. You know, he's a good free throw shooter. So I think at very least you have, again, like a Covington-type situation on offense where, you know, he's not a great three-point shooter, but he's respected from there, where he still has gravity. And I think he does, yeah, a little bit of everything with the ball in his hands. If you need him to run a pick and roll at the very end of a shot clock, like, he can try to do that for you, and I think there's potential there. So to me, I'm just really interested in finding the right complementary guys around Fox and Halliburton, and that's just why I'm really into Wagner here at 9.
You make a compelling case, Heartbreak Kid. You make a compelling case. I see what you, I smell what you're cooking over here, man. Here's my thing. You talk about a guy like Robert Covington, and then we look in these playoffs, and we see guys like Jay Crowder, PJ Tucker, you know, these defenders, these guys who draft on the wing. And how I feel and how I see the draft is those guys, I don't want to say they come a dime a dozen, but you don't have to go with the 9th pick to get those guys. Those top 10 picks, Those are guys that you really swing for the fences for. And you talk about a guy, not a complimentary guy, a guy that can possibly be a superstar. That's where you go with nine. And so when I say Franz Wagner, you can find that anywhere. Maybe that's a little excessive. But I'm just saying, for the things that he does best, that's something that you don't have to take that at nine. You can find that in the second round. You can find that in the G League, in my opinion. What do you think about that?
I think you can find guys of his archetype, but I think he's going to do it at a different level than these guys. Like, I think when you talk about the finals, I think of more of the level of like Mikal Bridges and almost Drew Holiday-esque. And Drew Holiday is higher up there, but, you know, like, I think Franz is totally a guy that has a ceiling as the third, fourth best guy on a team when it comes to offense. Like, I think he can still put in 15 points a night. You know, I don't think that he's ever a, you know, top option in a unit or anything like that. But I think it's just a tier above those level of guys. So I think that, yeah, you can get the archetype, but I think the level of impact that Franz has on both ends, really, on most possessions that I was really watching him, is going to be worth more than some of those, and more closer to like the Mikal Bridges, where it's a really important starter, you know, 20 million sort of a year guy. And where I'm at, it's like, you know, I wanted an upside swing for this pick too. But that's why I thought they should have probably moved Barnes at the deadline. And to me, like, there's just not a swing I feel comfortable enough with at nine where I'm willing to risk this pick being nothing, because that outcome scares crap out of me with Foxes and Halliburton, you know, teams seeming to push for wins right now.
Mm. Hell of a job over there at the King's Herald, Brendan. We'll have you back either for your victory lap on Friday or we'll have you back to assess who the Kings selected there at number nine. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you as always.
Appreciate you, Brendan.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.